Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now that you've had your astrophysics lesson, how's your math? Not that great if you're an average American. High schoolers in the U.S. place 36th in the world in math. That's according to the OECD, which tracks these things. Well, a new math program based on the notion that not all kids learn the same way or at the same pace aims to improve that ranking. The program is being piloted at 2 Denver middle schools. Here's Jenny Brundin from Here Now contributor Colorado Public Radio.
In my high school math class, when we got to permutations, combinations, and binomial theorems, I just hid in the back of the classroom, and I slipped further and further behind. Maury Middle School principal Noah Tonk says that's how thousands of math students fall through the cracks, and he explains to me why this happens.
Next week, what are we going to study if we study Chapter 12 this week?
Chapter 13.
Chapter 13. And what do you have to know in order to know Chapter 13?
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12. So the kid who didn't do well in Chapter 12, that child is going to go on to 13 completely unprepared.
The notion that all children learn at the same pace doesn't make sense to Tonk. What tends to happen is you have some kids ready to bolt ahead, but the class isn't ready. And then you have the kids who are struggling to keep up and hiding at the back of the classroom, like I did.
You can't hide in the back anymore.
That's Alicia Janes, the school's math director.
You have to show every single day how much you learned.
Enter Maury Middle School's new program, aptly named Teach to One. Each student follows a customized program that lets them learn at their own pace and master each math concept before moving on to the next one.
I learn at a very slow rate sometimes.
Last year, Celise Rodriguez struggled in a higher-level math class. Though she sailed through positive and negative integers, she needed more time with quadratic equations.
And I feel like now with this program, I am now able to do it at my pace and say if I am having trouble, I can slow down on my own. And I can learn the way that I want to.
Celise shows me how Teach to One works on her laptop.
And then we log in.
There's a multicolored wheel that looks like a CD. It's her personalized skill library. It lists all the math skills she's mastered and a playlist of the skills she's supposed to learn by a certain target date.
Exterior angles, transversals, Pythagorean theorem, 3D shapes.
You get the idea. The program tells Celise today she's working on slope and line intercept. It also tells Celise where she's going and what she'll be doing. She may start with a virtual lesson in one room.
Let's pick 2 points that are...
But with the clap of a hand... Yep, you're not stuck with the same teacher for 90 minutes. Instead, kids rotate among 4 teachers every 35 minutes in a new classroom. There, they'll solve problems in groups with kids working on the same skill, or move into a classroom where a teacher is leading an investigation into a real-world math problem.
Make sure you're writing that reflection to anybody.
The idea is kids learn better from different teachers and different methods. Teach to One isn't without frustrations. Math teacher Alicia Jane says it took a lot of logistical work and training to set it up. Sometimes 8th grader Jeremy Schreiber says he misses a teacher's touch when it comes to tests.
Because if you're, like, taking a test with a teacher, they can see if the problem, if you, like, forgot to carry the one, they can see that you understand how to do it, and they'll still pass you. But computers, they just say, if you got the right answer, you pass. If you got the wrong answer, you fail.
But Jeremy likes that the program lets advanced students like him work at a faster pace. Still, teacher Chris Brinster says he's seen the biggest change in attitude in his struggling students.
Over these last couple months, I've seen a lot of kids that have gone from behaviors to avoid math to, okay, I can do this. And they're really, really proud when they get the little sparkly green on their screen and they get a trophy over here and they're showing you the screens at the end of the day.
The Teach to One program is in just 28 schools across the country. The program is not cheap. It costs $100 per student plus support costs. In Colorado, costs are currently covered by grants. One study shows second-year academic gains for Teach to One students far outpace student performance in regular classrooms. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundin.